This is lesson four, the exercises. So this is beginning with exercise 4.04. And what we're going to do is we're going to put these sounds together and read actual Hebrew words. Remember, Hebrew is read from the right to the left, and you always start at the top of the first consonant and go down to the vowel. And then you come up to the second consonant and go down to the vowel and then up to the third. So if you're looking at your paper, it will be exercise 4.04, number 2, Ahav. And we see the aleph with the kamatz. So that would be the first consonant in the vowel, ah. And then we go up to the hay and come down to the patach. So ha, and then we go back up to the vet, v. So we have ahav, ahav. Now we're going to go through and practice these vowels that we've had so far and the consonants so far. So number one is a bet with a patach, so and a resh, so that would be pronounced bar, bar. So again, that's a bet. It has the dagesh in there, a bet with a patach and a resh, bar. Please repeat, bar. The next word is eretz. And the way that we read that is aleph with a sagol. That sound would be e. And then we have resh with a sagol. Re, ere, and then a tzadei sofit. Eretz. Eretz, okay. Practice reading that word and say it out loud, please. Okay. And now number three is hine. And here we have a hey with a hirik. So that's he. And then we have a noon with a tsere and a hey. Remember, the second hey is going to be silent. So be hine, hine. Okay, please try and read it and sound it out. And number four is amen, just like the way we often say amen, which means truly, truly, or truth, or let it be. It has various different translations into English. So we're going to say the aleph and the kamatz, that's ah. The mem and the tsere and the nun sofit. Men. So together that is amen. And by default, the accent in Hebrew falls on the last syllable. So it's amen. Please repeat. Now for number five, we have aleph with a sagol, e, lamed with a sagol, le, and then a fe sofit. See, the fe is the final letter of the word. So that's a f. So the last syllable is lef. So the whole word together is elef. Now you practice and say it. And number six is ma ze, which is a great, it's very useful word. Ma ze, what is this? And so we have a mem with a kamatz and a hey. Ma. And then we have a zine with a sagol and a hay. Ze. So together that's ma ze. Okay, good. Is it becoming a little bit easier, I hope, to practice reading these together? It'll take some time, and some of the letters you'll need to review until they really become firmly implanted into your mind. Okay, so number 7 is betach. And betach means, of course, certainly, for sure. And there are other translations of it as well. So we have the bet. Notice there's a dagesh, the dot inside the bet. So it's a bet with a segol. Be. And then we have a tet with a patach and a chet. Tach. So again, that is betach. And you say it? And number 8 is a pay. Notice there's a dot in there. There, pay with a kamatz and an aleph. The aleph is silent. So it will be pa, pa. And then the final syllable is a resh, with a kamatz and a nun sofit. So that would be ran. Ran. So if we put it together, it would be paran. Paran. Or we would say in English, paran. Okay. Now let's come to the last few words that we have. We've got 6 more words. And this is with Exercise 4.05. The first word is aleph with a kamatz. And how do we say that? Good. Ah. And then we have a sin with a kamatz and a hay. Sa. Sa. I'm pausing on these because I want you to try and read them before you hear me say it. So again, this is asa. Okay, now for number 2 is a chet with a kamatz. And how would we say that? And then for the next syllable, we have a zayin with a kamatz and a kuf. Okay, so the chet and the kamatz will be cha. The zayin and the kamatz and the kuf would be zak. So together that would be chazak. That's be strong. So you sound it out again. Okay, now let's come to number 3. And again, I'll say the letters and the vowels, and I want you to try to sound it out before I tell you. A chet with a kamatz. What sound is that? Cha. And now we have a tzere, a tzede, and a sere, and a resh. How would we say that? Tzer. Tzer. So putting that together, we have chatser. Chatser. Now for number 4, we have a tzadeh and a kamatz. And what does that sound? Tza. And then we have an ein and a patach and a kuf. And that sound? Ak. Ak. Remember, there's no a sound in Hebrew. It's only a. Ak. So how do we say that all together? Tsa'ak. And number five is a bet with a kamatz. And that sound is ba. And for the next syllable, it is a resh, a kamatz, and an aleph. Remember, the aleph is silent. Ra. So putting it all together, it's bara. Bara. And the final one is aleph. Number six is aleph with a kamatz. That's a. Resh with the segol. And the tzadeh sofit. Retz. Okay, can you put it together? Aretz. 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 Very good. Very good. Okay, continue practicing these. And it may seem difficult, but you know what? Hang on. Just keep doing it, and you'll find that it becomes easier and easier. Okay, blessings.